everybody has favorite photo apps, but there's sort of like one photo app that photographers reach for on the smartphone and use more often than not. I use it. Robert Hanashiro uses it. Everything he puts on social media tends to go through Snapseed. As same here.
Yeah, I love Snapseed.
Tell people why we love Snapseed.
I don't know. I think the simplicity of it is one thing. It was originally professionally use Adobe Photoshop for most of my toning and that type of thing for work and for my photography, and it just seems to work more like Photoshop. I know there's a mobile version of Photoshop, but I prefer Snapseed over the mobile version of Adobe Photoshop.
Oh, me too. What are some of the filters? Walk us through the process. You'll do a picture, and then it shows up in your camera roll. Then you open up Snapseed. It says open up the last image taken.
Yeah.
And from there, what do you do?
The first thing I do is crop the image. I'm not one of these guys that likes to crop everything square, so I'll basically crop for impact, whatever the image calls for, whether it's a horizontal or vertical or maybe even a square. And then the next thing I do is I go into toning, and that's where I think really Snapseed is really the cool program, because it gives you a lot of different controls, simple controls in the toning process. And the thing I like most is actually using the highlights and the shadows. I know a lot of people like to use, the overall exposure control, but I tend to like to use highlights and shadows sliders to tone my pictures. And then, the other thing is color correction. I tend to just do a minimal amount of color correction because it just tends to, the smaller sensor cameras, the color rendition just tends to be not as true as a regular digital camera. So I don't screw with it that much because I just don't want to destroy that much of the data that's in there. The other thing I do with most of my pictures is I actually go into the vignetting tool, and I like to kind of like what we used to call in the old days, burn down the corners. So I will use the vignetting tool, and so there'll be my corners will be a little bit darker than the rest of the pictures. If you look at the stuff that's on my Facebook page and on my Instagram, my iPhone pictures, not my work pictures, and then I finish it off with a frame, and I use the same frame for everything, and it's basically just it has a hairline, a small black border with a white around it.
If you haven't figured out, there are all these tools in Snapseed like tune image and details and crop and rotate. Robert uses a lot of them, and then there's filters, lens blur, glamour glow, total contrast, etc., etc. And this app costs all of zero. It's a totally free app, and it'll keep you busy for quite some time.